Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Rachel.
Says, hi, I hope you're doing well. I took my first LSAT this past April. I just got my score this morning since I just wrote the writing sample last week. Oh, wow, okay. Took the test in April and then didn't do the writing sample until like way into May. My score is 166, 91st percentile, but my goal is 170 plus. 166 is in the normal range of my practice test scores, comma, my average is 167. I plan to take another LSAT this coming August since I plan to start my application in September. I think I can improve next time, but I cannot guarantee I will get a higher score. Should I cancel the score of 166 or keep it? I would really appreciate it if you could provide some advice. Best, Rachel. To cancel or not to cancel?
Keep it.
How come?
Well, if you get a higher score, which is what your plan is, then the 166 will do absolutely nothing. The schools will take the highest score. If for some reason you can never pull a score higher than a 166, well, at least you have a 166, which can get you full ride scholarships to many schools. So I don't know why you would throw away something that can help you and can't hurt you.
Yeah. A cancel and a bad score are the same thing. That's not the score that you're going to use to that. That's not the score that law schools are going to care about. This is obviously somebody who paid for score preview. That thing where LSAC lets you see your score only on your first ever attempt. You have to pay them $75 or whatever it is, and then you can decide whether to cancel. We don't really recommend score preview because we never recommend canceling. As Ben said, if what if you get unlucky on your next attempt? What if you decide you have to go to law school right now? You have to apply with this score. For whatever reason, like you can't take the test because you're going to be out of the country. Your best friend's getting married. You have some natural disaster there. You get sick, who knows? And you never get higher than a 166. Well, you're going to be a 166 if you keep this score. If you cancel, then you're nothing. You're a zero. They do see that cancel on your record, by the way. 166 is not like an embarrassingly low score.
No, I mean, I'm glad you're trying to get higher and are going for it. I think you should. And I think you should expect a higher score, but this 166 is not going to hurt you, but it could help you. So there's really no benefit to canceling. I'm thinking of one possible exception here, and that is Canadian students, because they do average scores, right?
At some schools, it varies school by school. You need to talk to the actual school and see what they do in Canada. But yeah, in the US, law schools only care about your highest score. And there's just no reason that that 166 would ever hurt you. It sort of creates a floor, right? Where even if you score 165 or 164 on your next attempt, which, by the way, you won't have score preview for that next attempt. So presumably you're going to be, even if you don't think it went great, you're still probably not going to cancel your score. You certainly shouldn't be racking up multiple cancellations. That's just dumb. That's a waste of money, waste of time. It makes you look weird with a whole string of cancellations on your record. Like, they might start asking questions at that point. But if you do score 165 or 164, the law schools are going to go, no, you're a 166. You have a 166 on record. We're going to report 166 to the ABA because we only report the highest score on those 509 reports. And so that 166, I don't know, it creates like I can never get worse than that if you keep it. If you cancel it, you can get worse than that.
Yep, you can go down.
And if you're averaging 167, that means that you probably do sometimes score 162, 163, 164. And that 166 is right in the middle of your range. You definitely want to keep that. You also want to prep hard, do lots of practice tests, move your whole range higher and higher. You know, if your goal is 170 plus, then you need to be getting lots of 170 pluses on your practice test scores.
Yep.
Before you walk in for the official test again in August.
Yep. Doubling down on this floor idea, it's kind of like you're a mountain climber and you're putting stakes in the mountain. And right now, yeah, you have a stake at 166. You can go up, but if you ever fall down, at least you have that stake up there.
Yeah. Should I take out this support? Should I have the opportunity to place this, what do they call them? Piton? I have this thing, but they call it protection for one thing, yep, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah. I could have this protection in the mountain face or not. Yeah. Go ahead and put it.
Like, keep it there. Don't.
We're hoping you're going to climb to the top.
Pull it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I? Nah, fuck it. I'll just take it out. I'm going to do higher anyway. I mean, and I believe you. You're going to get higher. You're going to make it higher. But yeah, that protection can't hurt you. It can only help you. So yeah, leave it in there.
Cool. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.